Yvonne Coulmatry is a Narrindjeri weaver from the Coorong and Riverland regions of South Australia, following the River Murray to the sea. Yvonne, along with Emily Kamingware and Judy Watson, represented Australia at the 47th Venice Biennale in 1997, which included this work, Eel Trap. This iconic form that has come to symbolise Yvonne's practice was originally created by Narrindjeri artists to farm eels. In Yvonne's hands, and in the context of the gallery, it transcends its utilitarian role to become an exquisite sculptural object that signals the enduring beauty and sophistication of traditional knowledge. Originally intended to exist in the physical world of water, Yvonne's eel traps are endowed with the characteristics of water, seemingly weightless and floating, created to exist harmoniously within an aquatic environment and not to obstruct the flow of water. The elegance and lustre of the forms belie their deadly purpose of entrapment. Woven from rushes found along the River Murray, the creation of the weavings seems to be part of the river's indomitable flow. Yvonne began weaving in 1982 after participating in a one-day workshop conducted by Elder Dorothy Cartinieri. The Narrindjeri technique of weaving had been almost lost through the effects of colonisation, and Cartinieri was one of the few remaining people with traditional knowledge and skills. Coulmatry learnt the basic coiled bundle technique, the foundation to all Narrindjeri weaving, and also had to harvest the raw material of sedge rushes before Cartinieri passed away. Once plentiful throughout the Coorong and the Murray-Darling River system, sedge rushes are now rare as their natural habitat has been degraded and is under enormous pressure from the damaging effects of agricultural practices. Today, Yvonne is forced to travel hundreds of kilometres along the river system to find suitable rushes, the locations of which she protects, and when harvesting, she is careful to ensure that she picks the mature shoots from the base so as not to disrupt the new growth. Armed only with her basic knowledge and her desire to assert her Narrindjeri heritage, Yvonne started to research traditional forms at institutions like the South Australian Museum and the Melbourne Museum. Eel, yabby and duck traps, egg scoops, baskets and burial containers that had been collected by anthropologists in the 1800s became her inspirational catalogue raisonné. Yvonne set herself the task of recreating these forms and subsequently has led the cultural revival of Narrindjeri weaving and ensured the survival of the cultural traditions of her people. Also working with contemporary subjects, Yvonne employs traditional techniques to create airplanes, hot air balloons, along with an array of animals found on her country, and more recently completed a self-portrait. Yvonne's sculptural forms weave together the lives and stories of different people, past and present. A work might include the rushes collected by an elder who has since passed away, and Yvonne is keenly aware of the constant presence of her teacher guiding her hand. In an effort to keep the Narrindjeri weaving technique strong, Yvonne has travelled throughout Australia and abroad, teaching anyone willing to learn her craft. Her works highlight the fragility of the environment and the close connection our people have to country.